Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Thank you so much, all of you who called in already and made your pledge and became a part of the KMUN Coast Community Radio family. I was out of town last week. I know that it was a great week last week. However, we still have a ways to go. We have not reached our goal for the station here to continue to keep this coming to you every day, all throughout the day. And so today is the last full day of Pledge Drive. We have a show goal here on Talk of Our Towns of $200. We have a challenge grant for this show of $150 from the Spa Cannery Pier Hotel. So your money will go twice as far. That would only be one business membership, and you can also do that monthly, which is only $12.50 a month. So I'm hoping that people will call in, and we also have a very special offer during this program, which we'll tell you about in just a minute. First, let me explain what the program is all about today. So did I already say that this is Talk of Our Towns and I'm Donna Quinn? I don't know.
But I'm so
excited because we have such a great show. Today we're going to be talking about the Jane Barnes Review happening on April 7th in the Astor Ruins. What is that? Today we'll find out. And we'll find out about the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, fondly known as ADHDA, because they are the actual folks who are putting this event, this incredible event, on. In the studio today, I have Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, ADHDA. Hi, Dulcie.
Good morning, Donna.
Thank you. And I have Sarah Lou Heath. Sarah Lou is the executive director of ADHDA.
Hi, thanks Sarah. For having us, Donna.
Thank you, Sarah Lou. And for some reason, we have a police officer in the studio. Why do we have a police officer in the studio, Dulcie?
We get up to trouble.
Well, fortunately, it's not because ADHD gets out of control. I'm just here because it's a great organization. I'm a sergeant with the Astoria Police Department. My name is Christopher McNary. The police department, the city, and ADHD have a lot of the same goals in doing good things with the city of Astoria and for the city of Astoria and its citizens. So it's a great organization to partner with.
And he is one of the Janes in the Jane Barnes
Review.
He's
one of our Janes. Yeah, he's been one of our Janes for years.
And you'll find out what that is.
Yeah.
Some people are still saying, well, I don't understand. What's a Jane? But okay, before we talk about that, let's learn a little bit about each one of you. So Dulcie Taylor, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
My name is Dulcie Taylor. I have been here for about 11 years. I've been in the ADHDA for about 10 years. I came up with this crazy idea for Jane Barnes Review. I own Old Town Framing. I love Astoria, and I will be one of the MCs for the event on April 7th.
Okay, so we're still going to wait and let people try to guess what Jane Barnes Review is. If they don't know. Okay, and we'll tell them a little bit later. Okay, and Sarah Lou, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Sure, thanks. Well, I have been in Astoria for just over a year about. I was thrilled to death when I found out that ADHDA was looking for a new executive director. It's a joy to have this role, to know so many people downtown and businesses downtown, and be encouraged to make this an even more vibrant and vital community through art and culture and historic preservation and getting people together and community involvement. And it's a blast.
Yes, and we are very fortunate to have you here, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
You have a lot of bright new energy, which is great. And Sergeant Chris McNary.
Unfortunately, I'm not an NBA or a natural-born Astorian. I'm a transplant, and I've lived in Astoria for about 20 years.
You're putting me to shame, Chris.
Sorry. Yeah. Hopefully, you can redeem yourself when we do the Jane Barnes.
There we go.
It's always a good time. But this is just a fun organization to work with, and the people that they get to do it are great, and that's why I keep coming back year after year.
And also, Chris, you are an ABC. You don't have to be an MBA, because Willis and I went through this whole thing. Okay,
the used NBA, to be on his business card.
Native-born Astorian. Okay, guess what? That changed, because you are an ABC. You're an Astorian by choice. And everybody can be an ABC.
That's right.
Okay, so we're all ABCs, those of us who weren't born here. Okay, so let's talk about what the Astoria Historic District Association ADHDA, Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, What is that? What is the mission? And then we'll talk about Jane Barnes and this special offer, which is happening only during this program.
Well, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, if you unpack that, you know, we are a group focused on the economic vitality and community involvement within about a 40 block district. But we're very welcoming to everybody throughout Astoria and our region to participate in what we do. Right now, a lot of people have there's been a lot of excitement around the work we've been doing in 13th Street Alley. One, that's a very unique feature of downtown. You've probably noticed that we don't have a 13th Street, save for one block and one alley. So we've been doing some activation projects in there, celebrating Chinese New Year's with red lanterns. And we will be doing another installation for the Illuminart Festival coming up in April. So that's one small thing we do. We also do downtown landscaping, community involvement, volunteer engagement. Probably too much to talk about in your show, but if you have any questions, you can visit our website. It's AstoriaDowntown.com.
And the thing that the Astoria Downtown Association does is it welcomes people from, again, any business. You don't have to have a business in downtown. You can be a citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a couple citizens on our board. We welcome anybody to become a member of the Downtown Association and come to our meetings, which are the first Friday of every month at 8:30 at Baked Alaska.
Yes, so everyone is welcome to attend that. So the Downtown Association does many things. And so in order to do these things, to help the businesses and to continue to maintain of having a vibrant downtown.
And really our quality of life as historians.
Yeah, and quality of life as historians. Then you need funds to do that. And you all put on, of course, Northwest Brewfest at the end of September. But so one of the ways to do that is through a very exciting event, which happens once a year. It's called the Jane Barnes Review. Well, what is that event?
So I'll try to be brief about this, but Jane Barnes was...
Good luck with that.
Yeah, Jane Barnes was the first European Caucasian woman to set foot in what is now Astoria. And so in the bicentennial year, Astoria's bicentennial year, I had this crazy idea that we should celebrate her because I was looking at all the bicentennial events and Jane Barnes was not on any of the tickets. So I had been to a Main Street, the Downtown Association belongs to the Main Street program, Oregon Main Street and National Main Street. And we had been to a conference and the lady from Iowa said that she had put some men in dresses and put them on a stage and raised some money for their organization. And I was with my friend and pal, Tiffany Butler, and looked at her and said, "That's perfect for Astoria, isn't it?"
Well, she's doing it in Iowa, right? In Iowa, she's
That lady was from Iowa, yeah. So we came home. That was in October. We came home. I started tagging gentlemen within our community to put on a dress and walk down a catwalk. And we put on a show April Fool's Day of 2011. It was like the first event to kick off the bicentennial. So we didn't know that it would really be so popular, and we didn't know that it would go more than just a couple of years. But here we are in our eighth year of putting men in dresses and women for the last couple. But predominantly men, because I have to say, men in dress. Seeing Chris in a dress for, it'll be eight.
It's hard to
years.
Stop laughing.
It is
it's
hard
incredible.
To stop laughing.
Mm.
And we've got, you know, such, they're just, I call them brave, and they might be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brave and crazy to be a Jane. However, we have people from all walks of life, and we're going to read some of the Janes. So this event, which is happening on Saturday, April 7th this year, mm-hmm. In the old Astor Hotel, let's talk about the venue, because you've had it at other venues in the past. So this is a brand new venue for the Jane Barnes Review. Let's
talk
about that.
Yeah, we're excited to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just a little historical data. We were at the Astor City Opera Company in the beginning of time. We were there for a couple, 2-3 years. And then we were at the Event Center for a couple, 2-3 years. And now we're at the Ruins, which is a grand opportunity to totally change the look and feel of the event.
And it's really just a beautiful space. It's in the Astor Building, which is one of our landmark buildings.
Used to be the ballroom.
Yeah, it's columns and windows and that old Astoria feeling that just is so special. And it's lit very lovely for a party. And so we'll think we'll put a couple bars in there. We've got a house band this year. We've got, you know, over 25 walkers, and some of them are doing duets. So it's going to be a very entertaining evening.
And this year, you're also selling tickets online for the first time. So let's talk about that because, well, I wonder if we should, yeah, let's talk about buying the tickets online. And then let's talk about what's happening during this show, only during this show.
Okay.
A special thing. So how do people buy tickets online?
Easy peasy. You're going to go to brownpapertickets.com and search for Jane Barnes. You can pick your seat. You can pick your level. We've got, it is a fundraiser, so prices vary.
Four different levels.
Four different levels of prices. If you get your VIP seats, that means you are right next to the catwalk. You have a bird's eye view of everything that's going on, and you get table service from the bar if you want to buy your beer or your wine or your pizza.
Are great. Because you
they
know
are.
What's happening? People are jumping up and down. They're so excited. They're happy. They're laughing. They're stuffing dollar bills in the
running
in the,
up on stage and dancing.
And yes. Yeah. It's a really fun time.
The energy at Jane Barnes is just incredible.
It's
from
so
the people
true.
Performing with right. us to all of our right. friends that come to support.
And so if people call in right now for a $20 a month pledge, a sustaining membership, Dulcie, what do they receive?
If you call in today, right now, during the Talk Over Town, since we're on the radio, we will give you two general admission tickets to Jane Barnes Review April 7th.
Yes, and those tickets are going to be gone because it is an absolutely sold-out event every year. You need to get your tickets today. And right now, you can do two wonderful things. You can call 503-325-0010. And you can become a member of Coast Community Radio, pledge $20 a month, and you also are helping the Astoria Downtown District Association. You get two tickets to go to their fundraiser, the Jane Barnes Review. So this is fabulous, and it's only going to be here for the next 15 minutes. So if you want those two tickets to the Jane Barnes Review, you need to call again right now, 503-325-0010, and we will get you those two tickets.
Donna, I just want to remark on what Chris said about the Astoria Police Department working well with the Downtown Association, and really in this room, we all this like a community hug in here because we all love KMUN. We support KMUN. I support it through my business, Downtown Association. I'm sure Chris has made his pledge, and.
You know, actually, this year, ADHDA has not made their pledge yet, so we'd like to do that right now with you, Donna.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that means
you're
we can get that
the free
challenge
tickets.
Grant. No free ticket. But you get that means we would make our challenge grant.
Yeah. Right.
If you have a business membership.
We'd be so happy to support you with that business membership.
Thank you so much. Let's keep this momentum going. This is the last day of Pledge Drive. It's the last opportunity for you to be part of this and help us meet our goal so that we can continue bringing you this hometown radio 24/7. And the number again is 503-325-0010. Please call us now. We truly need, this needs to be a really good day for us because we're not there yet. We have a ways to go. But you all have helped. Now the Downtown Historic District Association is a business member. Yet again, thank you. And so please give us a call at 503-325-0010. And you can also get those tickets. Again, only for 15 more minutes. If you've just tuned in, we are still in the last day of our pledge drive. This is Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about, excuse me, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association's big fundraiser, April 7th, at it's the Jane Barnes Review. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. So in the studio today, I have Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of the Astoria Downtown District Historic District Association. We have Sarah Lou Heath, executive director, and we have Sergeant Chris McNary from the Astoria Police Department, who is one of the Janes of the Jane's Barn Review.
I was going to say he's an old Jane, but that doesn't sound very nice.
Thanks a lot.
No.
All like, the abuse.
He's a very fit young man.
He's experienced.
He's an experienced
Jane. Oh, yeah, that's
Jane.
Right.
He's
experienced.
He's an experienced Jane. Okay.
I'm an experience.
Okay. That is true, too.
And an experience. So, Dulcie, who's going to be a Jane? And tell us about that. I remember one year when I went, and I'll just never forget this, Pete Gimray was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
He had on a blonde wig and the white dress, and he sang, And I mean, we were swooning. It was so
acapella,
fabulous.
He sang acapella, Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, oh, that's wow. right. That's right. That's right. It was yes. incredible. No, it's just...
It was beautiful.
It's so much yeah. fun. And it's such a worthy cause.
He will not
so,
walk again. Hmm. I think he doesn't want to... He just wants to leave that
He's already
memory.
At the top. He's at that's the right. apex. Yeah, you yeah, go out
exactly.
on top.
The legend. Yeah. He's created yeah. this
But
legend.
Pete's a great board member. And we do have a small auction where you can put your friend on stage to yeah. in a full Jane getup. And Pete and Gymri Shoes have supported us, so you can bid on a private pro guided hike up Saddle Mountain with Pete Gymri and some help with footwear to get you there. So we appreciate his help, and I'm sorry that I missed him as Marilyn Monroe. I've got to go look for some pictures.
Yeah, there it was beautiful.
Well, I know that we have people from throughout the community, so let's talk about who the Janes are
we
this
do.
Year.
We have. This year is, I mean, this year is going to be such a spectacular year.
Huge.
Huge. Huge. Not that kind of huge, but huge. Because we do have a lot of walkers. We have some of the walking as couples this year, which is kind of fantastic. So I have Jeff Daly. I think most of the people know Jeff Daly, glam tram flying around the streets of Astoria. Jeff is dressing this year, and he is bringing it. He brings it most every day of his life. Spence, I don't even know what Spence's last name
Spence Barker.
Is. Yes, he who drives the car for Canary Pier Hotel.
And he's very dapper. He's very dapper.
He's very dapper. And he, what I love is that in the beginning of time when we started doing this, we dressed the men. And in the beginning it was like these kind of old lady gowns. And then the next year they're like, yeah, we don't want that.
I'll get my own stuff.
Yeah, I want a short skirt and you know, large breasts. So now I have almost everybody dressing themselves.
Right, and so, it's amazing to see them negotiate high heels.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, and they're looking all the time. So
and they make sure that their makeup doesn't get messed up while they're waiting to go on stage.
Yes, yes, because we have volunteers from the community that make them up, put eyelashes on them, you know, get them all dolled up, and make sure that they last to the end of the evening, you know.
Right.
We also
That's
have a
important.
Photo booth that you could have your picture taken with,
yeah.
the Jane,
yeah.
too. So I've got Andrea Mazzarella, I've got Jessamine, I've got Audrey Long, Bill Jablonski, Brian Hall, Chester Dubuco, Chris McNary, David Dreyfel, Denise and Shane Faddis, Jimmy Pearson.
So excited.
Jimmy Pearson from the library.
Yeah.
I love the fact he's
yeah.
going to be a Jane.
I've got Josh Conklin. I've got Josh Hawkins. I've got Lee Mortlock.
She's going to be great.
Misha from Street 14.
Yay,
He
Misha.
Might be channeling a little Madonna for
You finally
us.
Got yes. him. He pulled out a few times.
Yes, yes. I finally got him. Yeah. He tricked me like three times, but now he's in. Mo Rathfon, who has done it before. Mo and Nick are doing a thing together. Mo and Nick are foresters, right? They're in the forest by themselves all day long. And Nick
That's
going to
be
fire.
An interesting walk.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I can't remember what they're walking to. Peter Von Payens, Randy, who cooks at the Columbian. He's doing his own outfit. I have no idea what it, I mean, sometimes I walk in there and I'm like, who the heck is that? I don't know.
It's they're, going they're, to be inspired.
They're
whatever
dressed
he comes
and made
up with.
And they come up and say, hey, this is so fun. I'm like, who are you?
I will say the first time I saw Chris, I'm not sure we recognized each other because I didn't have a goatee and he didn't have a glitter beard. And so we reintroduced ourselves this morning and said, we can't wait for this event in a couple weeks.
And that's one of the really cool things is that, like these guys are getting dressed, they're excited and nervous, and they're getting dressed and putting makeup on, and they might not even, they might pass someone that they were on that catwalk with without even knowing it because they don't see each other in their manly form, they see them in their Jane Bond form.
I will say I meet a lot of interesting and great people doing the event, and after the event, you definitely, when you see them on the street, you recognize them because it's such a good time.
Oh, good.
You
good.
See it in their eyes that they have experienced.
That's right. We've bonded.
Yes. There are some things you cannot unsee.
Chris, why yeah. do you keep doing this? This is now your seventh year as a Jane.
You know, the first year that they did it, I was in the audience. And then every year since, I've wanted to be part of it. It just looked like a great event. The people were always having a great time. There was no one without a smile on their face at the event. So it was just a great thing to be a part of. And right. So I wanted to keep doing it.
And you get to liberate your inner performer, you know? And
yeah, definitely. I mean, one of my inspirations is my good friend Marco, who I've known for, I think, 30 years now. And he does his event, and he's part of this event. And so being able to do that with him is always a good time for me as well.
It is totally a big love fest. I tell people, the Janes, I send them mail all the time, like starting in January. And I mean, this is your family and friends, right? You're dancing. You're kind of making a goofball out of yourself in front of your family and friends. So don't be, I mean, you can be nervous, of course, you'll be nervous. But these are people that are there because they love the event. And they want to have fun.
And we need to be, I mean, especially in the times we're living in now, more humor and more silliness. I mean, just to be silly. And it sounds like you just really enjoy being on the catwalk. And you've already picked out your dress, your shoes. Are you set yet, Chris?
Oh, I'm completely set, but it's a secret.
Okay.
I mean,
it's
a prep.
Yeah.
Okay. So surprises. So are there any other Janes you want to mention?
I would just like to get a couple more in because I don't want anybody to feel bad that I didn't mention their name. Shayna Powell, Todd Scott, who used to be our community development director for Astoria, Steph Eider, Logan Garner, who is the taproom manager at Fort George.
Right. And Steph Eider's with Astoria Makers.
So we've got. What do we've got? We've got dancers. We've got ODOT people. We've got public health people. We've got entrepreneurs, hairdressers.
Police officers.
Everything.
We have an amazing lineup for our house band, and they're volunteering their time,
right,
which is really amazing. Most historians probably have enjoyed a show from Brian Bovenizer and the New Old Stock. He's bringing in some friends, and they're going to be called Plaid Spandex for the night. So, you know, everybody from every walk of life participates in this, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors and our amazing volunteer corps for this event.
And I just want to mention that we do have two tickets that you may have if you call in now, and for a $20 a month pledge.
Right.
Two tickets for the Jane Barnes Review.
So, it's worth it.
It's totally worth it. It is the event, really, of the year and for many people. It really is. And the number here is 503-325-0010. Become part of the Coast Community Radio family and support our downtown association, because a healthy, thriving downtown creates a quality of life, which is one of the reasons that we all live here, is for this quality of life.
Right. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
Sarah Lou was mentioning that we couldn't do it without sponsors. We couldn't do it without sponsors, our volunteers, and all of our Janes, and the community that comes to see the show. But some of our sponsors, Holly McCone, has sponsored this event every year.
Stop in Holly McCone Jewelers and ask her how much fun she has.
Yeah. She like brings all of her staff. She hasn't been able to get Kevin to come yet. But she brings all her staff and all she has friends coming from out of town for the show. I have friends coming from out of town for the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Right.
And then this year, for the first time, the Lower Columbia Q Center is sponsoring the Jane Barnes Review, which we're pretty dang excited about, because Marco and his family have always helped us with the entertainment part. And then we have Cannery Pier Hotel. We have
the Armingtons are giving personal support.
I've always been great supporters too.
Of course, Bowie Beer and Fort George really help us out, make sure the audience is excitable.
Sufficiently lubricated.
There we go.
Right.
That's right. There's food and drink available.
Yeah, Malama Day Spa, T-Paul's Supper Club.
Yeah.
Just lots and lots of folks. And if we're leaving you out, it's because we love you so much. You just stay in our hearts.
That's right. Exactly.
Good cover.
We also have a thank you for Marianne from Warrington. Thank you so much, Marianne, and Bob and Alicia from Neatarts. And so we're very grateful. Of course, obviously, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association renewed their business membership during this.
You could just say ADHDA.
Thank you.
We
ADHDA.
Do.
Okay, good. And I don't know if those tickets are still available or if they're gone. I'm not sure yet.
I see the light flat.
But
the phone
again, if you want two tickets to the Jane Barnes Review, then there are two ways to get them. One, you can call right now and get two from the station here and become a member of Coast Community Radio, 503-325-0010. And the other way is you need to go online.
Yeah, you can just visit Brown Paper Tickets and search Jane Barnes Review, or you can look at our event on Facebook. Tell us you're going to come. Click on the link that's there. It's really easy. The power is in your hand. Choose your seat, choose your price, and come on down.
On a Brown Paper Ticket, every seat is reserved, but that's only because that's how we have to do it on Brown Paper Ticket. I suspect, and it's a very linear map, but as we all know that have been to Jane Barnes one or two times,
you'll make new friends.
You'll make new friends.
Well, it's warm, welcoming, fun event. Yeah. I mean, it's a charitable event, and it nourishes community and the spirit. It's just it. So don't miss it. Go online right now and get your tickets, because this event will sell out.
It will sell out
in the special space. Any last things that you all would like to say to the listening audience as we wind up the show here?
I would like to say, buy a ticket to Jane Barnes, give some money to KMUN, and support your community in any way you can.
Yes, thank you.
I couldn't agree more.
All right.
There's no better place to put a smile on your face than at Jane Barnes, so come on down.
That's
you'll have
true.
A good time, I
and
guarantee
Chris,
it.
And you'll see Chris's secret outfit.
And that's
right. Dance.
That's right.
Because
right?
they dance.
Definitely.
Right. There's dancing, there's music, and again, the camaraderie, and you feel the love. Absolutely. We also invite you to stop by KMUN Coast Community Radio's, our wonderful house here on the hill in downtown Astoria. We have wonderful food from the North Coast Food Web. We have these fabulous sweatshirts, which are only $10 a month or $120 a year for a wonderful forest green sweatshirt. And I want to thank Dulcie and Sarah Lou and Chris. Thank you for making time to come in today and telling us about the Jane Barnes Review. Again, that's Saturday, April 7th. It's in the Old Astor Hotel, a new venue, a new way to get your tickets. Go online today and get those tickets. And Terry Wilson.
Sitting here listening to you folks, I can see the Janes that they can turn into little kids for a little while.
Indeed.
Yes. We
That's
all want to play dress up. We do.
Totally. I mean,
masquerade balls, dress up. We need that. More fun.
You definitely get to step out of your real life. I can speak from experience.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you all so much. All of you have already donated and become members of the Coast Community Radio family. My gratitude to Terry Wilson, who's just the most extraordinary engineer, and also big thanks to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's so good for you, body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. However, focus on the things that do with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back. For being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. And thank you, Carolyn in Astoria, for your call and your pledge. Thank you so much. And for being here now, the only moment is just the now moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.
Support for Talk of Our Towns comes in part from Coast Weekend, your source for arts and entertainment news in the Columbia Pacific. Published weekly in the Wednesday Chinook Observer, the Thursday Daily Astorian, and online at coastweekend.com.